Blog Talk Radio.
Because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. How is everyone doing? Habari Ghani, what's up? What is the latest on what Omi wants? Call in, people. call in. We had a heated discussion last time we were talking on Friday about what it was that Omi wants. We had old Melvin in the room going at it again, talking about that laundry list. I was talking jive and talking stuff, and I told Melvin that that filthy Luca was high up on the list. However, I'm willing to kick off and walk back and walk away from the laundry list, ladies and gentlemen. We had a good time in here last Friday. You should have been able to come and see or listen to the show on demand. And I'd like to thank you for joining all of our segments. We're trying to pull things together and tighten up our good thing so that when we get ready for that full week of celebration on the 26th through the 30th, you don't want to miss that, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? Omi really wanted to bring it to you kind of proper like. I wanted to actually have you here in my hometown, invite you to see the actual ceremony that I am going to be performing for one of the couples who wants to have their marriage vows recited. And if that is possible, and if it be inshallah, if I can arrange that and plan that, I definitely will be inviting you here to see that segment. If not, we're going to video record the whole thing so that the students out there in those private institutions who need to learn about their history can view it. And it is exceptionally well presented for children as well as adults. There's nothing that will be unacceptable for children in elementary to see when they see their parents reciting their own African vows. It's a great thing and an honorable thing, ladies and gentlemen. And you ought to be proud that Omi wants to bring it to the television segment so that our children can see it. Now, because I am a trainer and I have television programs that are viewing, ready to go for viewing, those sessions have been professionally done by an actual technician. However, what we put together will probably be appropriate for YouTube. However, teachers can take that same videotape in YouTube, take it apart, look at the rituals, look at the customs, discuss them with the students, and explain to them intimately what they mean spiritually. Children ought to be learning about religion in the classroom as well as spirituality. It is appropriate, and it's something that the whole family can sit around and talk about. Omi's not going to create anything that will have inappropriate viewing for children. I am just not that kind of person, ladies and gentlemen. I am a people person and family person above all things. However, for the benefit of those who are going to be viewing it, know this, that there is a pornogamous piece on myeen.com. You can Google that and go on that website and see the beautiful piece that has exquisitely been put together by a young lady who is telling it like a T.I. is, the bucket neck of truth, ladies and gentlemen, about the monogamous relationships and what it means. What it actually means is that African women have a choice. They have a choice to be in a spiritual relationship. It's not about being in an intimacy, but a spiritual relationship. And if that young lady and young man are spiritual, it is a union coming together under a spiritual situation. It is optional. It is not a program where a woman is forced into that situation. The young lady is really going into depths. I wish you would view that videotaping. It took me a while to find it. There's an absolutely excellent site that this young lady features, and she talks in detail about the whole situation about families being under attack. And that's what it is. Omi's trying to rescue those families who are under attack. I know this because my family is too, also been under attack. And I wouldn't be able to bring it to you unless I have eaten of this message myself, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know this is about a family deal. It's not about getting lustrous and getting involved and getting busy with that girlfriend. And it's not about getting busy with that chick that you've been looking at and laying your eyeballs on. It's about a spiritual thing, ladies and gentlemen. Get your minds right. Think on good things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, think on those things. We are trying to get our minds right. We're not going to keep our minds in a gutter. Remember, we're working with our third eye. Vision with me now. Meditate, concentrate, and open your third eye. Let your third eye see beyond the aesthetics of a woman's shapely body, and let your third eye see in her spiritual mind as you make harmony and sweet love together and you lift up your countenance to God to acknowledge him, praise him, and give all honor to him. And homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, and homage comes to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, the only question here today is to be or not to be African. I choose to be African. Africans dance, Africans sing, Africans enjoy themselves. It is not about being sanctimonious and proud and telling somebody how saved you are. It's about getting down, praising God in the spirit and in truth. Let's praise him today in spirit and truth and raise our countenance up to him, because when we come together in holy matrimony with melanin meeting together, we are praising God in the highest fashion. And for those who don't believe me, check it out. What you will learn from this session is how to praise God. And I'm a praise worshiper who has been commanded to praise God. So what I'm presenting to you is another form of praising God with your higher self and with your better half. And as you praise God, he said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And it is the prayers of a fervent and righteous man which availeth much. We need much today, ladies and gentlemen. Praise him in spirit and truth, and praise him with your significant other as you lift up your countenance, as you go into praising him and intimacy with the higher self, your creator. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know there's nothing vulgar about what we're doing here, and it will never be, because on these airways, continents have got to be presented to children so that they can watch how we do things and they can imitate us, because there is no one to carry this thing out but our children. Now let's hand over the baton. Thank you so much for that little introduction. And you know Omi's on here talking about what it is that Omi wants again. That's right. Baby, it's better the second time around. When you decide to go back at it again, never giving up on the institution of marriage and the institution of togetherness, the second time around is much better. And when Omi says much better, you better believe it's much better, because I'm so busy, I usually don't have time for a relationship or a friendship, but I have to make the time because I know it's very important that we find time for relationship. And during this second time around, you better believe I'm going to get everything out of this relationship that is possible. Because as I lay down and prostrate myself before the Father, I hope that my mate will love to prostrate and praise the Father with me. And as I pour libation, I hope he meets me at the east. I hope he meets me at the west, the north, and the south, as we congregate together and commune together and pour libation, making sweet, sweet love together and lifting up our countenance before him. This is all about intimacy. This is all about intercourse with God. And those of you who don't know anything about intercourse with God, you don't know what lovemaking is. Stay tuned. Omi's going to tell you all about it, and we're going to get right into it after I say hello to our guests in the audience. This time, this guest won't get away from me. I'm going to stop talking for a minute to say hello. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Let me say hello to my guest. Caller number one, you're in the air. Let me see if I can get him in here. Caller number one, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Aziz.
Hello, Habib. Are you the same gentleman that called Friday?
Oh, no. That was not me.
Oh, okay. Well, your name sounds almost the same, Habib. This is
no,
a character.
No. Aziz.
Oh, Habib. Okay.
Aziz. Habib. Aziz with a Z.
Oh, Habib. Can you spell that for me, please?
A-Z-I-A-Z-A.
Okay. Sorry about that, Habib. Habib, I would like to tell you that we've been talking about relationships in this room, and I had you on the line last week, and I was talking with Melvin, and we didn't get back to you before you were actually taken off the line. I apologize. I am so sorry. I'd like to put you into the show and also ask you some questions about what do you think that Omi, our Empress Omi, wants in a relationship. This is my second time around, and I am looking to men to give me some input, and maybe you can give me some input about what it is I actually want in a relationship.
What do you mean second time around? What I mean?
Second marriage. It'll be a second union for me.
You see, women, you get married, you have babies, you have life. That's how it is, and that's how it's always going to be.
I know, but, I mean, first I have to have the engagement, Hazeeb, and possibly get involved in a courtship. I mean, it's not like you're from another part of the continent. Are you from America?
Oh, yes, I'm from Bangladesh.
Okay, I'd like to know, now, before you said you were from Texas, are you residing in Texas or Bangladesh?
I was living in Texas. I am originally from Bangladesh just then.
Okay. Now, I'd like to know, what do you think in relationships the Americans do things differently? And when I say second time around, I mean this will be my second relationship in an institution, possibly union. What are some of the things you think that Omi wants in that relationship, or what should I request that I draw to me?
I don't know what really do you want. I don't know, but I know this. That you can have many relationships as you want, but if there's no love in it and your heart is not in it, it's not going to work. I don't have many wives, many wives. It's very expensive. But the thing is, the American, you know, all they want is money. Can you pay my bills? What can you do for me? That is not how it works in my country.
How does it work in your country?
We want to take what we need. All this is greediness. Can you give me this? Can you give me that? It shouldn't be so much about financial. If you don't have that establishment for love and your relationship and build on love and have a foundation, then it would never work. It never work.
I concur with you on that, Hazeeb. I know the filthy lucre is very important to money, and that's why I talk a lot about having your assets in place, because when you want to do something, you got to have the resources to do them.
Yes, but, you know, you have to have the resources to live comfortable. You know, you don't ever want to get stuff out of your means, and you know, it'd be a big decision, and then your whole family would be suffering. You know, you always have to think for the future. You know, the life is to suffer now, enjoy life later. If you enjoy life now, then when you get up in age, you're going to be suffering.
Well, that's true, Hazeeb. Now, are you at the stage where you're single, or are you married, or what do you think a woman should be looking for in a relationship?
No, that is none of your business. Excuse me.
I mean, for me, Hazeeb, I mean, what do you think I should be looking for?
You should be looking for to establish your own self and your own identity. Stop worrying about what the next person is doing, and get yourself together before you can date go with anyone.
Hazeeb, this is a show about what Empress Omi wants. It's about me. It's all about me right now, I want to put in a relationship. And every now and then we can get spotlights on us, and it's my turn.
But you have to listen. If it's all about you, and you're saying that now, when you get with a person, they're going to say the same thing. It's all about you, and what about me, and they're going to leave you.
Well, Hazeeb, because I'm doing a show, and I'm trying to find the right man, and I'm trying to see
that right man will find you once they see that you're willing to not always say it's all about me, and you have to be able to share.
Hazeeb, I can share, and I have been sharing so much. I tell you, I've shared out. And that's why I'm looking to go into another engagement. I spent 36 years, approximately 40 years.
That's a lifetime. That's a lifetime. I mean, so what? I mean, look at me. I've been, you know, I've many wives. It's been 50 years, long. First wife.
50 years?
I didn't even remember my first wife. Okay.
How many wives?
I don't really even remember my first wife. You know, she could be 100 years old by now. I don't know. I don't know where she's even at.
Hazeeb, what I'm saying is that Americans do things in a different way. We court, we date, we fall in love, we get married, and then we divorce and get married again. I've been trying to be true to the institution of marriage. I stayed with it for the long haul. I put in the work. I put in the hours. And I'm not saying that we're perfect. I'm saying that people grow apart. And when they do grow apart, it's not important to force those people to stay together when their desires and their outlooks change and they're not on the same course anymore. That's sort of what happened to me, and I didn't want to glide into a collision, so we left on good friendship so that we can still be able to share the experience of raising children together. So we're not hostile at all. We are still friends, and we will always be friends. But it's just that I have more of a cultural outlook on what it is I want, and the other person is not culturally at all. He's more Eurocentric. So I'm not mad about it. I'm not angry. Empress has to sit down and really be true to herself and say what it is I really want and ask others who know me to kind of help me put out there what I want.
Okay, I haven't heard enough. You just said egocentric. So it seems like you changed. You changed. You have to look inside your inner self and see what is right with you, because it seems like you changed, because you knew what you were getting into when you first married. And they knew what the foundation said. It seems like you changed. You just woke up in the middle of the night.
We all change. If we're flesh and blood, Hazeem, we're going to change.
I don't want to hear that. No. Because you just said it yourself. You always said what you want, and then what you said when you changed, you woke up and you said, I want something to be more traditional, more cultural.
Okay, now, Hazeem, all of the five wives you have, let me ask you a question.
In the beginning, it would have never worked in the first place.
Okay, Hazeem, let me ask a question. The five wives you decided to execute as your wife, they all have probably had different personalities or similar, and you probably saw something different in all of them that you didn't get from the first one. And you probably can see the uniqueness in each one of their faces and their lives and rally over the benefit of all of them. However, sometimes when you are waking up to the same face and you don't have a change of attitude of different people, you could be plagued with looking at someone who is stagnant, who's not growing at all. Growth is good, Hazeem, and it's very healthy. There's nothing wrong with growth, but you have to make commitment to one another and stick to those commitments. And as you change, stay within the boundary lines of that person so that you don't change so drastically that you don't know one another.
Well, see, that's the thing. If it was about commitment, I wouldn't have 20 wives right now in Bangladesh. But anyway, back to the point. You are almost correct. But, you know, if you don't change together, you won't stay together. So you have to put that thing together. If you change together, you will stay together.
Absolutely. I believe that. I certainly believe that.
And if one is up here and the other one stays even, then you got, you know, you have to bring them to level. Or at least meet them halfway. If not, you know, it won't work. We just cannot do it. No.
And you know what? I agree with you, Habib, on that you do have to grow in grace together and change slowly, not drastically. That's what happens when one person changes too fast and the other one can't stay up or they are not informed. Then you have this drastic growth spurt, and that person is left behind.
But you know, I
understand what you're saying.
No. You know what? That comes from a communication problem. If you have great communication on anything, just simple things, everything will work. Because when you decide the big things, you guys are so on the same page on just the little things, you guys can make drastic decisions together and then be okay with it and not second-guess yourself. So, you know,
Habeeb, I'd like to ask you to stay tuned. We have to do our segment of the Talking Cure. I'd like you to be a part of that, and I'd like for you to hold tight. Keep it right there. Keep it right there, Habeeb. And we don't want to lose you because you are right on the money, Hazeem. I like what you're saying, and boy, do you have wisdom. Can you hold on for a minute here? We're going to go right and get our Talking Cure going. Okay? And then I'll get right back to you in the atmosphere. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go right on into our Talking Cure. And for the benefit of time, Hazeem has so much wise things to tell me. And my God, the man seems like he's nearly 100 years old with the wisdom that he possesses. And I think that a lot of us are going to learn something from what he's saying. I like to do the African pledge right now because we have forgotten our ancestors. Our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror and to the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, today we pledge to bend ourselves, to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the loneliest, to keep company with the loneliest and educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe those who are ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, we are our brother's keeper and our brothers and sisters in honor of those who toil and explore God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge, ladies and gentlemen, here and now. We pledge to bond ourselves to flesh and blood, to make our brother's problem our own, to honor our ancestors. We pledge today, this day, on March 22nd, that we will be bonded together and we will become one as we are to the streams, the brooks, the waters, the ocean, and the lagoon. We are each other's keeper. We pledge that today. We like to pour libation to our mother spirit today, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to my father spirit, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west. I pour libations to the north. And I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I say Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's father's spirit, and I say Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, I pour water to wash my face so that I will never greet my ancestors with a stale face. And as I dry my face, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you that you participate in this ceremonial discovery for the African Americans, for us to come into truth and understanding of ourselves. Do these things as I do in remembrance of your ancestors, just as that they broke the bread to represent Jesus and they poured the wine to represent his blood. We know that we also have rituals that we ought to do on a regular basis. And as we do these things and call on our ancestors, Eli, they will come quickly and they will pick us up and they will make us strong and they will reconnect to the family again. And as we call on their melanin, which frequency will never die, frequency cannot go back to itself. It cannot be recreated, and the melanin presents itself to us on a daily basis. All we need to do is call that melanin to us. I call that melanin to us right now so that we could reconnect with melanin and receive healing. We can reconnect with melanin and receive the forces to be from our higher self. As I call that melanin to us, I ask you to quiet yourself as you synchronize your vital signs with me. And I synchronize mine with yours. And we become on one accord, and we begin to see with our third eye. Oh, if you could see what I see. God has a plan, a mansion for us, not in the sky, but right here on this earth, that we will have many mansions, and we will have a home here on this earth, and that all funds and finances will be drawn to us. Call them to you now, African people. Call all of Filthy Lucca to the east and the west and the south. Every dime that's owed to you, release the funds in the name. Release those funds that are tied up in the lagoon in the middle passage. Release those funds. And I say, Ajuba, Ajuba. And thank you, Lord, for releasing those funds. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're on our way out of here, and as we prepare to leave, to go out, I want you to understand that you helped me write this song, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to end with that song now. You're looking for, because we got you on the list, Melvin, but you got to get a little bit more